I'm just asking. I'm not.
Okay, so min kuf chavav, lastly, zeichel l'churban. Yeah? So misha chorav, a boy dal sifin. You call it, oh, you don't get a chance, right? Okay. Misha chorav is a mikdash, tiknu chachameinu zal, shebechol simcha yeheba zeichel l'churban. The Chacham of Masak and that every Simcha is Zeichel L'churban, Kama Shenemar, Im Eshkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, as we all know that Pasuk. Im Lo Yala is Yerushalayim, Al Roish Simcha Si. Because of Shalom Yivna Lo Yisrael Binyin Mesuyin and Metzuyin Kevinyin HaMelachim, and they will guide that you should not build a Beis HaMikdash, not a Beis HaMikdash, but a house that's like the kings. Lo Yosid is called Beis HaBesid, and you shouldn't finish your entire house with sid, meaning basically what we would say is plaster and paint. Latach base betit, you should use mud. Vesod besid umaniach by ama al ama, and you should leave an ama by an ama. So let's say 18 inches by 18 inches. Keneged apesach, opposite the door, below sid, meaning you should leave by your door, like what we call a zeichel l'churban. And you basically want it so that you see it right when you come in, or some say, wherever you're sitting in the house, you see it. Today, liskar a churban in order to remember the churban. U'mashaloi nagu kein ata. This is a very interesting line in the Kitzer. U'mashaloi nagu kein ata lo yadanu tam borer. We don't have a good reason why people don't do this, right? The bottom line is it should be done, right? Now, a few of the things that happen is that if you move into a house that's already pre-painted, then you don't have to, right? Also, if by mistake, which is what happened to me, they painted it anyways, or they didn't get the message, or they didn't listen, so you're not mechuyev to go take off the paint. There's a shaila in the paiskim whether you can take something and put it in front of the zeichel l'churban, meaning a lot of people are not interested in having a zeichel l'churban in their house, which is exactly the point, to have a zeichel l'churban. So the question is, can you put like a picture frame in front of it, or like a dresser or a svarim shelf in front of it? And some paiskim say yes, some paiskim say no.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of it?
It sort of defeats the purpose, yeah. Sort of defeats the purpose.
Why you're not mechuyev to undo it?
The Poskim said, if it's a zecher,
then you should do something.
That's what you would think. That's what you would
what
think.
What about beautifying it? Like these people make these beautiful paintings, whatever.
Right. So that's
is that
wrong.
The taking away
that's,
from it.
That's
yes,
for beauty.
That's incorrect. That's an incorrect thing to do. You know, you have these, you know, these Imesh Kochech Yerushalayim things to go around it. And
right,
just,
and all these things, and it makes it nicer than it ever was.
Right. So somebody just asked me last week that they got an old parchment about the Churban to put there instead of the Zeichel Churban, and they asked me if that's the right thing to do. I don't know. I said, Zeichel Churban means you should have unfinished walls. I don't know. I mean, to make all these fancy things, I don't know if that's the correct thing to do. But, yeah. Fine. Base. These next few, we don't do. It's very interesting why it became that we don't do these things. That somebody who's setting a table to make a suda for guests, a filu suda's mitzvah, even if a suda's mitzvah, you should not give all the foods that are roy for the suda, meaning leave out the soup, leave out dessert, leave out a side dish, leave out something as a zeichel l'churban. Chena isha. So of course every woman's going to say, of course I left it out. I really wanted to serve another 10 things, right? But that would, I mean, in reality, right? You should take something that, I mean, this is what we're supposed to do, something that we would actually serve, and don't serve it as a zeichel l'churban. A woman should not put on all her jewelry at one time. So those two we don't keep. This one we do keep. The chasen before his chuppah, nice and efer al roishib and makam anochas tefillin. They put ashes on his head. Makam anochas tefillin. Hamichasas shemichasen by esakala loyu bachute kesav ezov. And the things that the thing that they cover the kala, should not have silver or gold. That one we also keep. After we read the Tanayim, Shavrin Kedera, we break, he says, a pot. But you should really take a broken one already. And under the chuppah, the chassan breaks a glass. And that could be a full kais. So those last couple of ones we do, right? Yeah.
I mean, they touch as earthenware pot.
Yeah.
But we break the glass, huh?
No, we break the glass. No, by the no,
or
we break by the matnoy. We
break the
a
plate.
Earthenware. Yeah, we break a plate.
The plate. Okay.
Yeah. Earthenware plate, and by the chuppah we break a glass. So there's all sorts of vertelech why we do it, why we do one a plate and one a glass. But it should be a cup, right? There is one wedding hall that they were using a light bulb for a while. I don't know if they still do, because the glass
easier to break.
Yeah, yeah. Fine. So those last two we keep. This one we certainly don't keep. Right? They made a gezeira not to listen to any music. Even voice, even stam to sing. And you're not supposed to sing during a suda. Only zmiras that they were masakah for Shabbos of piyutim acherim, also l'shoyre. But you're not even allowed to sing other piyutim. There were certain gedolim that only sang. Some didn't sing at all Shabbos miras because of the churban, and some sang maybe one zemer. But other than that, here the kitzur's paskening. You can't even have a kumzitz.
3 weeks for like the whole year.
Huh? No, all year. This is all year. This is all year.
So does it?
Yeah, you don't want to hear
Hasanas?
This. You picked the wrong spot to stand. Right? What?
What about hasanas?
No, Suda's mitzvah is allowed.
It sounds like
he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that.
He doesn't say it. It sounds like only Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Yeah. Now the Ramos says that this is only type of music that's like a king who listens to music when he goes to sleep, when he wakes up, during a meal. That's the way the Ramah paskins. Ramosha says we don't paskin like the Ramah. Ramosha finds him very strict, and he says we don't listen to music. Now, what's the justifications for us listening to music? So really, there is no good justification. I mean, you have the Ramah, but one of the justifications is that it's talking about live music, and we're not listening to live music. That's one justification. There's another justification, which is that we're just a depressed generation. Some Mela, we need this music to keep us going. Those are a couple of the things. But my personal opinion is because we're just bored. We're just bored, so we need something to do. We are bored. We're bored. Right? So as much as everybody says they're busy, but they're really not. We're not busy. Okay, whatever. That's a different shmooze, a different time. Yeah, you have to make sure that you don't watch. Kniganiyah Shalav de Kechavim is basically, Kniganiyah is hunting, Vechein Mechalosam, and same thing with their Mechalos is dancing, Ashud, Ashum Dovashal Simchasam, or any sort of Simcha. Right? Meaning, basically, this is knocking out not Jewish concerts, circuses, could be sports too, meaning things that the Goyim are doing for their Simcha. And if you do hear the voice of the Goyim being happy, you should be down and out and be sad about the Churban Yerushalayim. It's the spala Kadosh Baruch Hu Ola, and you should daven Hashem. And even too, if you have the Yidden are going hunting, that's considered Moshev Leitzim. Right, meaning what is Moshev Leitzim? So we don't want to hear this either. Moshev Leitzim, basically, what's Moshev Leitzim about going hunting? Right, what's Moshev Leitzim about going to a ball game? But basically, Moshev Leitzim is sitting around and doing nothing. That's the way I've after working on this. That's what it seems is Moshev Leitzim. We look at Moshev Leitzim, we think Moshev Leitzim means a bunch of guys sitting around saying jokes. That's not really Moshev Leitzim. Moshev Leitzim is doing things that are not productive, right? Fine. B'chol mina simcha asur, and every type of simcha is asur. Ela sameach chasam akalam mutter, but being a sameach chasam akalas mutter, bein b'shir b'peh, bein b'kelim. That's mutter whether you're doing it with musical instruments or whether you're singing.
The
What?
Hunting is productive. The hunting is productive.
No, I think it's hunting for sport that he's talking about. Hunting for food, yeah.
No, they would. The goyim would usually not hunt. I think sport was very.
No,
is,
but it was
a
a
new
sport.
Thing. Is news. I think it's
Okay,
a new thing. I mean,
maybe. Okay.
They used to hunt for meat.
Here. That's also. Then that must. It doesn't sound like that's what he's talking about. But gamsham ain l'smayach b'yoyser, and even there, you shouldn't have too much simcha by a chasana. Anybody keep this? You're not allowed to laugh. It's also to laugh. Even by simcha shel mitzvah,
you're never allowed to laugh.
You're never allowed to laugh.
I can't laugh and I've told these jokes.
Correct. Well, that you could. That's a mitzvah, maybe.
Okay. I'm not funny.
What?
See, you're making us laugh. It's not allowed.
There you go. Yeah. Sometimes you can laugh. You can laugh about crying. That's what it says. You're not allowed to fill your mouth with laughing in this world. Even Simcha Shel Mitzvah, Shenemar Oz Yimale Schoik Pinu. Right? Meaning only when there's Mashiach are we allowed to fill our mouths with schoik. Listen, that's just the translation. I don't know what I don't know what to tell you. We're obviously not. We're not holding.
When the mice of Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim, was he laughing?
Yeah, but that wasn't. I don't think that was called really a laughing.
No, it was not. Okay.
I don't think that's considered laughing. Okay, that's one, right?
Yeah.